Hello, and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show, brought to you by
the Chemo Girls.
We're here at the National Women's Survivor Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, and we have been just overwhelmed at the participation of survivors in the area. We have seen really some of everybody here, which is so lovely, and we have been honored to have the opportunity to interview some really amazing people. Today, we have one of my favorite people, Ms. Shannon Miller. She is an Olympic gold medalist. She has several medals, actually. And I can remember as a young adult, just on pens and needles, watching every move she made. You know, I fancied myself as a gymnast because I took for a couple of years. But she's just so disciplined, and she persevered through all of her competition. And then she persevered through cancer. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me in here, and thank you for all that you do. I was just amazed at the beauty of your story of your cancer journey and what you have done with your experience since then. And Shannon, can you tell us a little bit about what your mission is now in terms of your cancer experience and how empowering you want to help women be?
Absolutely. Well, actually, even before my diagnosis, through my company, I was my mission was to help women make their health a priority. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I was in the hot seat.
Yeah.
I was being diagnosed. And so I feel like for some reason, God gave me this and it was something I needed to go through.
Yeah.
And kind of understand where women are coming from.
You know, we talk about the same thing with so many people. It's like they're doing stress management before they get the cancer, or they've already gotten very interested in dietary intake before the cancer. Yeah, I agree with you that we get set up for these things and prepared.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what I had to keep telling myself. This is happens for a reason, and it really just propelled that mission and my passion for helping women help themselves and really learn to put themselves at the top of the priority list because it's not selfish to want to be healthy. And so for me, going through the cancer journey, obviously it was difficult, just like it is for any woman. But, you know, you ask yourself all these questions, you know, why? Why now when everything is going well? And I think we just have to kind of take one step at a time. And it's so great to be able to learn from others who have gone before. That's why I love this Survivors Convention. I don't know how we haven't done it before. It's fabulous.
It's a journey getting from that why me and why now to why not me and why not now, isn't it? But it is a process.
And once you kind of come to terms with the fact that, okay, this is what I'm dealing with, now how am I going to deal with it? That's an important kind of mindset that you have to get to.
Well, your story is beautiful.
It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, you know, because you are already helping women with this empowerment and taking care of themselves and such, and then this happens with you, you've got your celebrity and your public figure. How did that impact you walking into your own cancer story?
I think for me, I really had to make that decision. Was I going to try to kind of be very private about such a private,
private
issue, especially with ovarian cancer? I mean, I was shy to begin with. It wasn't like me to go out and talk about my ovaries.
You were shy. I cannot believe that.
I know.
Who would have thought?
So cancer changes you.
You got to get that little uniform on. Get the real Shannon
right.
out, right?
It's hard. It was like slipping on a different persona. So, so for me, I talked to my husband about it, and we discussed it, and I said, you know, I need to be very public about this because women are going through this and every day, and they need to know that it can happen to anyone. And if I could do anything to help another woman who's struggling with their own journey, then I wanted to do that. It felt, for me, it gave me a job, I guess, in a weird way. It gave me a job. It gave me something to do to kind of take my mind off of me.
That's right.
And say, okay, yes, I'm taking care of me, but I'm also helping others. And that really got me up every
day.
What
a beautiful thing. You know, Sharon and I, when we meet with women to talk to them about the support systems that we've been blessed to be able to organize, it's a universal response that someone feels very alone at that moment. Mm-hmm. And that's why we feel like it's our call to help that woman in that very day of diagnosis or shortly after, yeah. before that first chemo session, that they know that they're not alone. And that's what I felt so empowered with your message this morning at the conference was, your mission is very similar to ours, is to reach out and let everybody know that they are not alone. And they do have empowerment to be well.
That's right. Well, and it's so important because, I mean, if people can talk to you, doctors, nurses, even your family can tell you it's going to be okay, yeah. or do this or that. But unless a survivor, unless someone who's been there, done that tells you, right. it's just, it's kind of not real because you kind of feel like saying, but you don't know. Yeah. And when you meet someone who has been through it, it's like, okay.
That's right.
Okay, I can do this. I can do it.
Right. And I think that it kind of wraps up that feeling of why, when you're able mm-hmm. to take this seeming injustice that's mm-hmm. been laid on you, and you turn it around,
that's
and
right.
you give it a purpose.
Yeah.
And you allow yourself to, because as women, it's our nature to want to help other people. And when you use it as ammunition
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
be able to further our natural purpose, I just think that's a beautiful
that's
right. thing. It really just...
It's empowering.
It is. Right. I love that the whole conference is about that. Yeah. So, and getting back to the conference, so you're honorary chair. Can you talk just a little bit about that?
Well, it's been such an honor to be the honorary chairperson. It's been incredible. I found out about this event a little over a year ago, and it's really just been a fabulous, fabulous thing. Judy and Karen, who put on this incredible event, have been amazing. I mean, they're amazing women.
And
the number of people that it took to really get it off the ground and get it going, it's incredible. But I hope that it just grows and grows.
Right.
I know that it will.
And for year number one, the first National Survivors Convention, it's just been overwhelming in terms of the attendance.
Yeah.
It's been a thrill.
Yeah, everyone has had stories of just meeting long-lost friends,
yeah.
you know, people that they never met before, but now they're best friends,
yeah.
and
right.
we have so much to talk about and so much to share.
Well, we're going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
We always end our show.
No math.
We always end our show with the not just surviving but thriving tidbit of the day,
okay. and that is just when you think of how that day or recently you have made a choice to lay down the mundane of everyday life and do something to bring value to that minute and thrive in the moment. Can you think of any way recently that you have made a conscious choice to not just survive, but thrive in the moment?
You know, I think there's one silly thing that comes to mind. Shortly after my recovery, I took my son. He was, oh gosh, maybe a year and a half, 2 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I took him to a pizza place, and he got some spaghetti, and we were sitting there, and he took the spaghetti bowl, and he put it on his head. And in that moment, you know, you're tempted to be like, what are you doing?
No, what are you doing?
And I just laughed.
Yeah.
I laughed. I found the beauty mm-hmm. and the fun in the moment. And
That's
do I want
right.
him to do that all the time? No.
Yeah.
But I was so happy to be alive and to mm-hmm. be there to see him
to
put a plate of spaghetti
mommy.
On his
That's
head.
Exactly right.
And we just
and
laughed and laughed. It was great.
And then you got the opportunity to take him home and give him a nice little bath.
That's right. That's right.
Machine.
And kiss him and hug him and
you
love
get
him.
It. You get the whole idea of not just surviving, but thriving. And we so appreciate you taking a few moments and meeting
yes.
with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you for all
it was
your
a
doing.
Pleasure. And I hope we have the opportunity to meet up again soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So until later, everyone out there, we are not just surviving, but thriving with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.